At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Man, if last night was surprising, tonight was just as surprising, but a lot more painful. Maybe it's just me. Let me know. Phone lines are open for you. As the Royals lose 4-3, they drop the rubber game in Houston, drop the series, and now return home. For three with the Cardinals, the celebrations coming up on Friday, Saturday. It should be a great weekend out at Kauffman Stadium. I'm trying to pick myself up after that one. This one was just, this one to me was more painful than last night. Last night, man, I was settling in, getting ready for some extra innings, and then boom, game over. No extra innings. Royals are walked off. I was excited to see the Royals hand the ball to Carlos Estevez in the ninth inning, and man, we were going to come on and praise Michael Lorenzen and wonder how the 33-year-old's pitching as well as he ever has in his career. He's not walking dudes, he's punching tickets, it's the best Michael Lorenzen we've ever seen. And tonight, they were forced, or they chose to... Lorenzen earned the opportunity to come back out in the eighth inning. Likely no Lucas Ursegg, no John Schreiber available. And again, Lorenzen at just 77 pitches. But you know what? No, I don't want to do that right now. I don't want to talk about the pitching. Because the pitching deserves love. Michael Lorenzen deserves love. The reason why, in my opinion, tonight was more painful is because, man, I kept looking over my shoulder all night. I kept looking back to that, really the second inning. Now, we could talk about the first inning and Bobby's one-out triple. Bobby's 90 feet away with two dudes and Vinny and Salvi that darn near each drove in 100 runs last season. Now, we could talk about Vinny's night and Salvi's night and Salvi's series in Houston. Yeah, that first inning was bothersome. The third inning, sure, Hunter Renfro blast one 414 feet to the wall. You leave two men stranded, but no, man, that second inning. I kept looking back at that second inning, not just at the missed opportunities. But I kept looking back at that second inning and wishing this offense showcased that killer instinct. Going up against a 26-year-old junk baller, making his big league debut, you had him on the ropes. You gotta kill him. They got to the kid, but they let him live. And boy, you just knew that that was going to come back and bite you. It almost did not. Michael Lorenzen almost made it hold up. But the Royals had an opportunity to rip that kid's heart out, to take his soul. But instead, honestly, in each one of those innings, even though he gives up a laser beam triple to Bobby in the first, he gives up four base hits in his second, he gives up three hits and a blast from Renfro in the third. Despite all that, Colton Gordon likely went back to that Astros dugout each and every one of those innings when they ended, full of confidence, wiggling out of a man on third with one out situation in the first, bases loaded with Vinny Pasquantino at the dish in the second, two on with two outs and a charge put into one by Renfro, and he escaped rather unscathed. So yeah, man, throughout this game, even while Michael Lorenzen is on cruise control, I kept looking back at those early innings, wishing, like we all have this season, that there was a little bit more, that the lineup had a little bit more of a craving for blood, that there was a little bit more of a killer instinct on display tonight. They let the kid live and ultimately rue that decision, rue that inability to slay the 26-year-old southpaw in his big league debut in front of his home crowd. Instead, he receives a no decision and somehow Michael Lorenzen is saddled with the loss. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Honestly, I cut myself short from talking about that eighth inning and the two runs that Houston pushed across. I stopped myself short from diving into that too deep to start off the show because Lorenzen, Cutrero, Estevez, in my book, are good. This game comes down to the offense's inability to kill that young man in the first three frames. Comes down to Vinny and Salvi's inability to come up with a big knock tonight. Royals lose a second straight one-run game. They've only dropped four all season, and they've dropped a pair in the past 24 hours. Royals lose 4-3. The phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We'll take our first quick timeout. We get to your thoughts as the Royals fall to five games above 500. Ladies and gentlemen, that's still a 90-win pace. We'll hear how you're feeling after this one, after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Garcia drills it high in the air, deep toward the train tracks. Way gone! Up to the windows at Daikin Park. Michael Garcia unloads for a solo home run. It's his fifth home run of the year. And that was the most no-doubt blast of them all.
405 feet off of the bat of Michael Garcia, a 2-1 slider in the middle from the rookie left-hander Colton Gordon making his big league debut. Michael puts the boys on the board with that leadoff blast in the second. They'd score another as Jonathan India would smack a double off the left field wall, scoring your boy Hunter Renfroe. 2-0 Royals after two. Houston would get on the board with a home run from Isak Paredes in the fourth, but the Royals would get it right back in the fifth. Michael, again, an RBI double, puts that lead back to two runs. It's 3-1 Royals at the end of five, 3-2 at the end of six, as Jeremy Pena gets to Michael Lorenzen in the sixth. But the Royals still lead 3-2. Coming into today, they were undefeated when leading after six innings. They were 18-0. Well, that's no longer the case as they fall 4-3 in Houston, dropping the series to the Astros. Two runs come in to score in the eighth inning. Both are charged to Michael Lorenzen. I took a look at the text line during the commercial break, and it's being taken over by morons. So if you watch the game, if you listen to the game, I'm more than happy to talk about it with you. I'll try and sift through that cesspool and find something of note. We'll get to the text line coming up in a moment. But first, let's start off up in St. Joseph. Galen, you're hitting leadoff tonight. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Okay. I know they're probably trying to wait till near the trade deadline to get a hitter on the cheap, but they need to go out and get a hitter now, a good hitter, no matter what it costs. And I would even bring up Caglione now, see if he can hit. Give him a try. I know they don't want to do that this early either, but the offense is pitiful. Pasquantino and Perez are really killing us. And that's my thought. I don't know who they would get as a hitter. I know Solaris still hitting pretty good, I think. And I haven't given any thought to who they might get, though. What do you think?
Yeah. Galen, I appreciate the phone call. No one's killing them. They're five games above 500, so they're not being killed. They have the fourth best record in the American League, so let's clean it up. Okay, stop. Okay, so you started off by saying, I know they're waiting until the deadline to get a hitter on the cheap. They're not waiting to get them on the cheap. Actually, the earlier you get a hitter, normally, the more inexpensive it is. But it's not that simple of, you know, J.J. Piccolo opens up his window at Kauffman Stadium and screams out, I want a hitter, and teams call and present their hitters to you. No, there needs to be a trade partner, Galen, right? So let's see who's willing to trade an outfielder that they like. Or maybe they don't like, but you like, okay? So, someone that's good, right? You want to acquire a bat that's good. Okay, so now we need to go out and find a bat that's good. Who's willing to give up a good bat? Well, crappy teams. You know, 45 games into the season, still more than 70% of the season remaining, who in their right mind is willing to part with a good player? Crappy teams. Okay. Crappy teams are normally crappy because they don't have a lot of good players, good bats. They have some, sure. Okay, let's talk about them. Who are the crappy teams? White Sox, yeah, I certainly think they're crappy. Okay, Luis Robert would be their best bat, right? He's their three hitter. You know who else needs hitting? The Texas Rangers. Big market Texas needs hitting. Philadelphia wants a hitter. Cleveland wants a hitter. Seattle wants a hitter. Minnesota's on the come lately, right? They've won 10 in a row. They want a hitter. Everyone wants a hitter. So if we're going through Major League Baseball right now, saying, all right, there's three crappy teams, four crappy teams, five good bats on those four crappy teams. Well, the dozen to 15, half of the league wants those four or five bats. So I don't believe it's getting any cheaper. And right now the selection is so sparse that they're expensive right now. Now, maybe when more teams start waving the white flag, more bats will become available. Maybe. But again, with the expanded postseason, so many squads can keep their hopes alive that this select few that we're talking about right now, you brought up Jorge Soler. I mentioned Luis Robert. You know, maybe there's someone you like on the Miami Marlins. Those names are likely only going to get more and more expensive, especially if few teams start waving that white flag. Furthermore, what have you seen from this organization that would lead you to believe that they won't make that move? Now, 2023, they started the trade deadline by parting with an Aroldis Chapman and bringing in Cole Reagans to jumpstart this turnaround. Last year, it was the bullpen that was holding them back from being their best. Now, you want to say that about the offense? The offense is holding them back from being their best. I'm with you. But you can't say it's killing them. Last year, when the bullpen was holding them back, they went out and addressed it, bringing in Michael Lorenzen and Lucas Erceg and Hunter Harvey. They'll bring in a bat. Jack Caglione, by the way, today, singled in his first at-bat and then had kind of a rough day, honestly, at the dish. He grounded out with the bases loaded with two outs in the second inning, grounded into a double play with another man in scoring position in the fourth, and then bottom of the ninth with two on and two outs, him serving as the tying run at the plate, grounded out again and ended the game. A rough day for Jack Caglione. Now, he's still a stud. He's still batting .319 down there in AA with the second-best OPS in the Texas League. No, he's terrific. But the reason or the way that you asked for him, Galen, to me, is a telltale sign that it's not time yet. Well, A, because he's still in AA, hasn't even seen a pitch at AAA. But how fair is it to the young man to say, hey, according to Galen, the middle of our lineup is killing us. We need you to come up and fix it. I know you've never played in AAA or the big leagues, but come fix this major league ball club that is five games above 500 and focused on winning the division. I think you just need to relax a little bit. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Ross in Prairie Village. Ross, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Vern. I really love and appreciate what you do. This feels like the Dick Vermeil years with the Chiefs where we had great offense and lousy defense. And I'm just wondering, you know, is it the leadership's direction and philosophy that is, you know, causing this issue? Because this is the best.
Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? You got to explain that. What do you mean, the leadership?
Okay, this easily could be the best Royals pitching staff that we've had in decades. And we are not being able to take advantage of it because we cannot score runs. So,
Okay, let's just talk, though. Okay. What would be taking advantage of it? Having the fourth best record in the American League, again, with 118 games to play, how can they be better taking advantage of what they have right now?
I don't know the solution, but it's just amazing how well we're pitching, and we just cannot score runs. And
would you rather have the inverse? No, you would rather have it this way than have a really good offense and a bad pitching staff. No, I'm with you. I wish they were a perfect team already, but they're pretty darn good, and I'm willing to give Vinny and Salvi tomorrow, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, Vinny's been really good this month. Salvi's going through it, no doubt, but he appears to be banged up to me.
Absolutely. I am 100%, you know, it's going to come, I believe, and I hope it's going to come. It's just so frustrating when, you know, we have this dynamic pitching staff that is just doing what we've been wanting for decades, and we just cannot score runs. And so I just wanted to call and vent that a little bit, because it feels like when we had the Chiefs, it was like we had such a great offense, but we could not stop anybody. And it just feels like that dynamic. And that's all I wanted to contribute. But
sure.
Love what you do. Thank you. So,
yeah, no, I appreciate the phone call, but, you know, I mean, we could talk about 2014 when you won the pennant. You had a really good pitching staff and a offense that was dead last in home runs, much like this year's team. You know, 2015, you know, I just feel like we forget, well, a lot of things in this country, but I think we just forget the past in baseball as well. You know, 2015, a great bullpen, no doubt, but there were questions about the offense. That's why you grabbed Ben Zobrist. Well, there were questions about the rotation. That's why you went out and brought in a Johnny Cueto. Well, the offense was always a concern in 2014 until the calendar flipped to October. So again, I'm not going to tell you, hey, remember how bad it used to be? Appreciate that. I'm not going to tell you just to enjoy the ride because the ride used to stink. No, I'm not giving you that. But what I'm telling you is to have a rotation this good, to have a rotation that on average is given the team well over 5 2/3 every time they take the ball, which has allowed this bullpen to rest for the most part. To have a defense, a team that can run the bases as well as this team has. And, you know, guys, April's over. I know the Royals scored 3 runs tonight. I know they dropped 2 of 3 in Houston, but April's over. The offense isn't as bad now as it was then. It's just not. Vinny didn't have a great night. Salvi didn't have a great night. We know what this offense is. When that happens, when, you know, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi combined for one base hit, you know it's going to be rough. But every team has some facet of its clubhouse that is lacking. I mean, every team. Again, the Royals have the fourth best record in the American League. Cleveland's offense is an issue. Okay, Detroit's on something right now, but the Yankees' rotation is all banged up. So nobody in the American League right now is completely satisfied with their team, maybe outside of Motown. But the other 14 teams in the American League, their post-game show host is dealing with something similar to what Galen and Ross called into this post-game show with. The only difference is, on all but 2 of those other 14 post-game shows, they're looking up at the Royals in the standings. I'm with you. I want the offense to be better. the offense has scored four runs or fewer in 82% of their games this season. I know what the numbers are. But I'll reiterate. If you're leaving it up to me, give me a great rotation, a great defense, a good bullpen, and then I'm selecting the offense. The offense would be my fourth pick in the draft. I want rotation, defense, and bullpen, and it appears the Royals have that. The Royals' rotation's one of only three in baseball with a sub-3 ERA. Even after tonight's four earned runs allowed by Michael Lorenzen, which, man, just doesn't feel right saying that. He pitched so much better than that final line of four earned runs. But even with those four earned runs, you still have that sub-3 ERA. Michael Lorenzen still has a sub-4 ERA. 3.76 after 7 1/3 innings tonight from the bulging biceps of Michael Lorenzen. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Joe and KCK. Joe, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, not too bad. Not really a whole lot to complain about. I know this road trip didn't really end up like how we wanted it to, but I'm just not really ready to pull the fire alarm yet. I mean, I know the season's aging and it's still pretty young. I don't really have too many other answers for what's ailing us right now, but I'm proud to see that our pitching is still doing really well and that it's keeping us in the game and it's still giving us a chance each and every night.
Yeah, and ever since Michael Lorenzen came to Kansas City, he's done everything you could have asked for and more. And now when you look down the stretch and what role he's going to serve in, I mean, the guy's pretty malleable. You know, if Noah exactly. Cameron ends up coming up and Lorenzen moves to the bullpen, you know, a bullpen that's strong is only going to get stronger.
Exactly. And really probably just the only other thing I have to say is about Jack Caglione. I mean, I'm probably in the minority, but leave him alone. Let him keep developing down in the minors. Let him keep getting better each and every day. Don't try to rush him ahead of what everyone else says he's ready to do. I mean, there's guys that get paid to evaluate them, and just having a bunch of bench coaches or couch coaches, whatever you want to call them, say, yeah, bring him up. He's going to replace Renfro. That's not going to be the answer. That's not the definitive answer there.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and I don't think they're going to make any silly decision. Joe, I appreciate the phone call. Again, my stance on Cags has been stated since spring training. I have no issue with him coming up to the big league so long as he dominates AA, go to AAA, dominate there, and I don't want him viewed as a savior. Now, of course, there's going to be some section of, you know, no matter when he comes up or how great of a team he joins, Dusty Likens is going to treat him like the second coming, and that's cool. I love it. Dusty loves his Kansas City Royals. I'm all for it. But I don't want to view him as a savior. He should be viewed as a weapon. You want him coming up hitting in the 7 or 8 spot and earning his way up that lineup. You want Jack Caglione hopping on a freight train of an offense steamrolling towards October. You don't want him hopping behind the wheel of some beater, you know, trying to push it across the finish line. That's not fair to do to the 22-year-old. Royals lose 4-3. They're now 2-4 this season in rubber games. Let's go to Ron in Kansas City. Ron, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
How you doing? I think we made some two wrong decisions. We put Stratton in yesterday, and
Stratton didn't pitch yesterday. Stratton didn't pitch yesterday, Ron.
Well, who was the pitcher yesterday? Shriver,
no, we're not that doing that. What's your point? What's your point that you're unprepared for?
There's bad decisions that took place.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh,
who are you talking
man.
About?
Why are you being so aggressive against me, man? What I don't know what I'm talking about. he threw a bad pitch. He got a home run yesterday, whoever the pitcher was. The other thing is he had a
– So who did you want yesterday instead of John Schreiber, Ron?
He had a 1-0 count.
Ron, answer my question. Who did you want to come in the game instead of John Schreiber in the ninth inning yesterday, Ron? Ron, I got to ask you to leave, bud. If you're not going to have a conversation with me, you're not invited on the show. You're just going to talk over me. Going back to last night's postgame show and the decision to go to John Schreiber without an answer of what he should have done. I want to talk to you. But if you're just going to immediately get offended, well, what are you doing? Don't call up sports radio if you're easily offended. And that goes same to the text line. A bunch of softies over there, too. Clean it up. Act like you're a winner, Kansas City. Five games above 500. We're pointing fingers left and right. Text line is a mess. Michael Lorenzen didn't face... No, you know what? I'm not addressing faceless, ignorant texts. If you have something good to say, dial me up. 913-586-7965. The decision tonight from Matt Quatrero. Let's go through them. There was one, two. Lorenzen threw seven innings. He's allowed two earned runs. He's three over the minimum. 77 pitches to get through seven innings. You don't have Lucas Erceg tonight. You don't have John Schreiber available tonight. It's all righties in the lineup. Okay. Did you if you wanted to go to Steven Cruz in the eighth inning, coming off his first shaky performance, right? Steven Cruz gives up three earned runs back on Monday, his first earned runs allowed so far this season. Personally, I was fine going to Michael Lorenzen for the 7-8-9 hitters in that Astros lineup in the eighth inning. And Q, because Lorenzen earned it, and because his bullpen is taxed 16 games in 16 days, he gives the ball to Lorenzen. Lorenzen gets a ground out to the first batter. Next, the eight hitter, DeZenzo, puts a nice swing on 96 in the middle and just knocks it to the opposite field for a one-out single. So man on first with only one out and the nine-hitter coming up in Mauricio Dubon. And Dubon just throws his bat at a slider that's out over the dish, a 1-0 slider out over the plate, and it just kind of drops into no man's land behind the third baseman. And he drops it in the corner. It bounces around, not over the third baseman necessarily, but back in that corner as Drew Waters ranges over, because with Dubon, like they were earlier in the game, they're playing him to hit the ball to the opposite field. At least the outfield is shifted towards right field. So when Dubon throws his bat at that slider out over and drops it into the left field corner, it takes a hop, caroms off the wall. I don't want to say that it was misplayed by Drew Waters. I don't think it was. I thought it was just some tough luck the way that that ball bounced around. And McCormick, the pinch runner, comes all the way around from first to score the game-tying run. So it's 3-3. Dubon's on second base with one out. The lineup flips over, and instead of allowing Lorenzen to face the lineup a fourth time, Q goes to his best right-handed available reliever, Carlos Estevez. Estevez gets ahead of Jeremy Pena 0-2, throws him a 97-mile-per-hour heater up and in, out of the zone, and Jeremy Pena somehow fights it into left field. That one drops over the third baseman's head. That one allows Dubon to come around to score, and that one put the Astros up for good 4-3. So I don't know what Q should have done differently. If you say he shouldn't have gone to Lorenzen in the eighth inning, okay, well, I'm not going to fight you on that. I wanted the ball to go to Lorenzen. You disagreed, and well, turns out that you were right. Okay. I was fine with Lorenzen. I was fine with when he went to Carlos Estevez. Personally, I trust Lorenzen and Estevez more than I do Steven Cruz right now, and evidently Matt Quatrero did as well. Ron, don't take it personally, man. I'm not coming at you. I'm just trying to have a conversation. I'm passionate about it. You're passionate about it. You're always welcome on the show, but let's have a convo. Let's have dialogue here. Royals lose 4-3. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Earlier we heard Mikel Garcia's leadoff home run. That was tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Mikel Garcia's home run in the second, an RBI double in the fifth, his team leading 14th multi-hit game. Man, Mikel has been great away from Kauffman Stadium. He's been pretty good at home, but he's been on fire on the road, batting .333 this season away from Kansas City. Royals fall. They drop the finale to the Astros. 4-3, the final score. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Now the 3-1. India laces it to left field. Altuve sprints to his right. It's over his head and one hops into the wall. Renfro rounds third. He's in to score. Waters stops at third and India's in his second standing with an RBI double. Three straight two-out hits for the Royals. They double their lead. It's 2-0 in the top of the second.
Yeah, 2-0. Boy, very happy at that moment, right? 2-0, man on second and third with only two outs, but Bobby... Only two outs. Man on second and third with two outs, but Bobby Witt Jr. coming to the dish. Okay, fine, they intentionally walk him. Bases juice for Vinny Pasquantino. Two outs, a 2-0 lead, a 26-year-old lefty making his big league debut, throwing a bunch of junk up there. No way he throws that same sinker middle in to Vinny that Vinny grounded back to him in the first inning. Oh, my God, he did throw the same pitch. Oh, but Vinny grounded out. Back-to-back groundouts and back-to-back innings from Vinny Pasquantino with men in scoring position. You knew you were going to regret that, and you did. Royals lose 4-3. They lead 2-0 after 2, 3-1 after 5. But the Astros score 1 in the 6th, 2 in the 8th, and they take the finale and they take the series and send the Royals back to Kansas City with a record of 25-20, a record that still ranks 4th best in Major League Baseball. India's double there in the second inning was his 10th extra base hit of the season. Half of them have come in the past 2 weeks. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to Mike in the Northland. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good evening, Vern. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. I would like to just take this moment to speak to all the Royals fans that are on the ledge out there in town. Get off the ledge. Yeah, hindsight is always 20/20. So if Q makes the move tonight to bring Estevez in and the Royals win, he's a genius. He brings in Estevez and they lose, then he's a moron. You know, he can't win either way. I mean, the team across the parking lot has spoiled all of us the last 8 years.
And yet I hear people dump on Andy Reid on CDOT right. Show, on the drive, you know, on every show for the first 6 weeks of every season.
Vern, it blows my mind because I'm old enough, early 50s, brother. I remember when that team across the parking lot, you couldn't give away tickets.
Right. Yep.
So if you're under 30, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Go on YouTube, watch some late 70s, early 80s Chiefs football, and you'll understand my point.
Oof. Yeah.
Okay. With the Royals, though, listen, I understand, and you were talking about Vinny. It was either the homestand or on the previous road trip. Q was having Vinny bat 6th or 7th to give a little more protection down there behind Massey. And I thought, you know what, that's a good idea. Vinny down there, you got a left-handed bat. You know, instead of maybe batting him 3rd behind Junior or behind Salvi.
He did that yesterday.
3-4.
Yeah, right. Vinny was hitting 6th yesterday against Framber Valdez. Yep.
I would love to see Vinny lower in the lineup. I think it would take some pressure off him. We know Salvi. You know, he goes through these streaks. We've seen it before. The low and outside pitch, I think that's Salvi's bugaboo, has been since 2011.
Right.
Calm down. Kansas City, calm down. We have 162 of these games, not 16 like across the parking lot. They're 25-20. Relax. Yes, it's frustrating when they lose. I'm a big Royals fan too, guys. Calm down. Everything will be fine. Vern does a great job. Quit arguing with him.
No, it's all right. No, I'm fine with the arguing. I just want to have a conversation, Mike. You know how it is.
Well, but when people call and they don't even know who the pitcher was that gave up the walk-off yesterday, you lose all your credibility.
Yeah. Instantly. How is that my fault for jumping instantly. Down your throat? Yeah.
Right. Have your facts straight before you call into a sports talk show. So just everybody relax, because there has been many seasons when the calendar flips to May 15th and we're already looking forward to, Chiefs football. So enjoy this, okay? World Series are not won in May, but they can be lost in May. And right now the Royals are going to be in position for the playoffs. So calm down, Kansas City. Get off the ledge. We're going to be fine.
I appreciate the phone call, Mike. Always nice hearing from you, buddy. Tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game is Michael Lorenzen. I know he suffers the loss, his 4th of the season, but I'm sorry. 7 1/3 innings of 2-run baseball when he left. 7 innings of 2-run baseball before he goes into that 8th. And if you were watching the game, if you were listening to the game, it was the right decision. I'm sorry. I understand what my job is and that you all happily embrace the benefit of hindsight and throw it in my face. It was the right decision. Lorenzen earned that. but he is our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. My family included. You can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit guaranteedfoods.com. Royals have now lost 4 of 5. They take tomorrow off and open up a 3-game weekend set against the Cardinals on Friday night. Let's go to the text line real quick. I've sifted through the text line. A lot of goofballs on the text line tonight. Scott in Phoenix is not a goofball. Well, he might be. I don't know if... he might be. Seems like a nice guy. Scott writes in, Vern, it helps to score more than 3 runs, but this team is what it is, and the front office sees what it is, and will make the moves needed to get this team capable of where it needs to go. If not, it'll be hard to make the postseason stay in status quo. Signed, Scott in Phoenix. No doubt. Yeah. That's the thing that gives me comfort, and maybe I'm alone in my belief in this power structure over at Kauffman Stadium. Listen, I know y'all have issues with the new stadium, and you know, maybe you direct that frustration at ownership. Okay, fine. You have an issue with how he's handling that part of the business? Okay. But the baseball department's going pretty well under John Sherman's leadership. And since he tabbed J.J. Piccolo to be the general manager, things are going really well. I just haven't seen this team blind to what ails them. I haven't seen that power structure oblivious to the issues. It's exactly what you're talking about, Scott. Honestly, what I'm expecting this front office to do is find the Lucas Erceg, the Cole Reagans of hitters. I mean, that's a ridiculous ask, I get it, but they've done it each of the past 2 seasons. Go find that guy. I didn't hear anyone talking about Lucas Erceg last summer. I didn't hear anyone bringing up Cole Reagans the year before that. So whatever names you are hearing from those websites you visit or the goofballs you listen to, JJ checked in on those guys months ago. He's on to something different. You have to expect him to be on to something different on that diamond in the rough, that piece in some other organization that is slightly being overlooked. So maybe that's what allows me to be so comfortable after back-to-back surprising and somewhat painful losses. Guy in Gladstone writes in, Vern, I don't want to wait 2.5 months to make a trade. I'm ready to deal now. Let's not waste this starting pitching for the next 2.5 months. See, I guess that's what I am really struggling with, the wasting part. Now, are they getting the most out of it? No. The best rotation in the American League? Having the 4th best record in the American League? Okay, no, they're not getting the most out of it. I'll agree with you there. But they're not wasting it. They're winning. No, the rotation alone is putting this freaking team on their back and leading them to victory. But along the way, the hitters are doing something. Because I've had way too many celebratory postgame shows with y'all where we're praising Bobby, Vinny, India, Michael, and Waters, and Isbell, and Freddie. I remember those shows. They've happened recently. So to act as if this great pitching is being wasted, no, it's why you're winning. It's why if the season ended right now, you're going to the postseason. Nothing's being wasted. Sure, it's not being truly capitalized upon. Maybe I'm being too much of a stickler for words, but it's kind of the business. Gabe in Independence is wondering, if I was in the front office, what would I do today to jumpstart this lineup? Yeah, that's not how it works. I don't think it's one move. You know, if you have an issue with the lineup, you want to move this guy up or down, you know, Mike wants to move Vinny down a little bit, okay. You know, lineup stuff never really interests me all that much. Because this offense isn't going anywhere without a good Vinny. In the 3 spot, the 4 spot, the 6 spot, it's not going anywhere without a good Vinny. I think they'll address the issue. What I think they need is someone that takes some of the burden off of Salvador Perez. You guys are focused on Vinny. I just don't think you can ask a 35-year-old catcher to hit cleanup every single day and win a division title. Not all season. He can get you to the All-Star break, but that home stretch, man, that's a pretty big ask of Salvi. But they already know that, so they don't need me in the front office to say, hey, guys, hey, would everybody shut up for a second? We need a middle-of-the-lineup bat. No, they're well aware of that, so they don't need me chiming in. And it's not... Middle-of-the-lineup bats are not readily available because they're too busy being in the middle of a lineup right now for a team that's still very much in it. Because there's, what, 3-4 teams that are not in it? From the 816, Vern, the Royals miss Hunter Harvey exponentially. Yeah, no doubt. No question about it. Honestly, though, they've done a really good job of covering the loss of Hunter Harvey. A lot better than I thought they were going to do. I thought this bullpen would come crashing back down to earth. Now, it hasn't, in large part because the starting staff just continues to eat up innings. But also because of what Steven Cruz has done. What John Schreiber has done. And Daniel Lynch. Taylor Clark. There are a lot of guys out there doing an outstanding job. But you're right. Hunter Harvey, when he was banged up, when he went on the IL, it was my opinion he was the best reliever this team has. Now, Lucas Erceg has understandably taken that, has taken that crown. From the 816, they need the core to wake up or trade the core for someone that you can believe can lead this team instead. As in, if they don't expect Vinny to lead in the clubhouse and in the stats, they should trade him for someone who could make up for his lack of production in the core. All right, there's another one. You know, we've seen this quite a bit this season. You guys are ready to move on from Vinny. We're hearing people saying goodbye to Salvi. With the team that's on pace for 90 wins. Yeah, that's the top of the hour bell. That's going to do it for us. Royals lose 4-3. Enjoy your off day, Kansas City, because it's going to be nuts at Kauffman Stadium starting on Friday night. Saturday's going to be bananas. Sunday's going to be fun. It's going to be jumping. I hope you're listening. I'll talk to you then. Enjoy your Wednesday night. Take care.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.